are listening to the Gormenberg Girls Podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gormenberg Girls.
Hello, Star.
Hello, Jen. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I am doing very well as well.
I was going to say it in unison with you, but then I decided.
You should have.
So we said that we were going to come back with highlights from the Oaklander Hotel, and we are going to deliver on that because we had an amazing experience there last night.
We did.
In fact, we are recording our podcast a day late because we wanted to make sure that we could actually talk about this.
Yeah.
Because we knew it was going to be a big deal, and it really, really was.
It was a big deal. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Like from the moment, seriously, from the moment we pulled in with the people that were valet parking the car, like to the time we pulled our car out at the end of the night, it was incredible. It was quite an event.
It really was. Yeah. So let's go back and start with when we first received the invitation and what was expected of us for sneak peeks and things like that with our fashion and talk about our dresses. And because I think people usually tell us they want to hear about that.
Yeah, they do. And so, I think people kind of know too, those who know us personally or those who have come to know us over time kind of know we're into the whole like food and fashion and how those things kind of tie in together.
Yeah,
because
it's
for us, they do. It is lifestyle. And you know, we have talked before about our how we like to match.
Yes.
People recognize that. And always. Some people are into it and some people think we're weird, and that's okay. We're still into it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We don't really care what other people think.
No. Hey, like just whatever. Anything goes. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
We like it.
We just want to live our lives with joy. That's what we're working on.
And have fun.
Yeah.
So when we got the invitation, like many times when we're invited to something, basically kind of covering the event from a foodie type perspective, there are certain things that they ask of us. And it was basically the same kind of thing. Like, give a little sneak peek of the invitation, though, because this was a VIP grand opening for the Oaklander Hotel. And it was being held in Spirits and Tales, which is the incredible restaurant that is on the top floor, the 10th floor of the hotel. And we'll talk about that. But just to kind of, they wanted us to give a little sneak peeks of the invitation and to, you know, even talk about just what was leading up to the day in anticipation. Like, what are you wearing? How are you getting ready? Like that kind of a thing. So,
yeah. And at first we weren't sure what we were going to wear. And then we remembered that we still had unworn dresses that we had bought on your birthday at Luna Boutique.
Yes.
In Sewickley.
Right.
And we've been waiting for a time to wear them. And so, lo and behold, last night was the time.
It was. It was perfect. And that's so great. I just want to say, kind of, since we brought up Luna Boutique, just a shout out to Erin at Luna Boutique. She is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it is really sad that she has now kind of liquidated all of her special event attire. She's going back to what her passion is with really just working with brides. That's where we bought my daughter-in-law's bridal gown. And she was amazing. The entire process was great. And she really spends time and makes the bride feel special. And so anybody that's knows anyone that's looking for that, I just want to say Erin at Luna Boutique is incredible. And so it was kind of sad. We're a little bit sad that because she carried amazing dresses.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful things.
Yeah. Some things that are a little bit different than, you know, than you can get just, you know, a lot of times we have some place to go. It's like, all right, trip to Ross Park Mall, we get to head to Nordstrom and see what they have, or you know, you start looking online, or some of these, if you have time, you can kind of shop online and look at some of these places that we like to shop online. But she just had some beautiful unique stuff, and her wedding gowns, it's the same thing. So if you're looking for something different in the wedding gown area, but that's a little bit off topic, but I just wanted to give a shout out to her because she is amazing. And our dresses were from there and we loved them. And we received a lot of compliments on them last night.
We sure did.
So that always feels great.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And you had a killer pair of shoes on. So tell us about your shoes.
I did.
People are like, wait, when are you going to start talking about the
food? I know. I thought you guys wanted to talk about food.
Well, we are.
Shoes now?
Just hold on. We're going to get there.
Yeah. I found the shoes. I don't even know. Like, they popped up somewhere. I saw them. I bought them online. They were a nice pair of, like, cool shoes that very colorful and bright. They were heels that were very comfortable. I bought them a little while ago and wanted to, because we were wearing white, thought it would be great to
pop some color
into that. And so that was the perfect time to don my feet with those babies again.
Yeah. So, we need to. You need to take a little snapshot of those and throw them up online.
I think they're probably a peek of our feet in some of the pictures if you look on our Instagram.
So zoom in.
Zoom in. Check out the feet.
To the feet. Only on the feet.
Listen, a killer looking pair of shoes that are comfortable is a win.
Oh yeah, because usually those words, I mean, killer usually means killer and all not in the good sense.
Yeah,
not in
they're
the
killer
in
to
the
look at
sense.
And they kill your feet,
right?
So, yeah, but no, those were love them.
Okay, so we got all dressed up.
We did,
and it was really fun because we pulled in and they asked us right away if we were there for the event. And then somebody helped us out of the car, escorted us to the lobby downstairs where they had champagne waiting. Mm-hmm. Somebody else escorted us to the elevator, and somebody else was in there working the elevator, which was so fun. It was like the old-fashioned elevator experience you don't really have anymore.
That is so true. And it was a little bit, I kind of like too, I don't know if you noticed this because there were people coming in kind of at the same time, but they weren't like putting us all in the elevator together. It was kind of like, oh, you came together. We're riding you in this elevator. And these people, it was like you were having still in your own personal intimate experience as you were heading to the top floor. It's a very small area kind of as you come in. They also had craft cocktails there. They were, I'm trying to think what those ones were. We didn't grab that. We had the champagne.
No, right.
But They have a great cocktail menu.
Yes.
Too.
Yeah, they do.
We can talk about that. But yeah, so up the elevator we went.
Yeah, and then the doors opened and we got a view of that room. And the first word that came to my mind was swanky. I thought, this is swanky.
Very sleek.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It is definitely beautiful. The hotel is gorgeous. The restaurant is gorgeous. Leading up to this time, even before we had been there, because we were following along with this whole process, really looking forward to the opening of this restaurant and excited about being able to go at some point. And so just reading different articles and things that have been published leading up until the opening, which happened, you know, that was like over a month ago. But I think what I was reading there, the design behind it, and they did a great job with this, is supposed to be kind of reflective of our city's history as well, in that it has some elements of, and it's kind of in a creative way when you look at it, you're like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. But it's kind of this industrial, chic, contemporary. Like, it pulls in different elements that make you think of the Steel City. And, you know, I mean, it's just very, it's very nice.
It is. It's super beautiful. And something that Oakland was really in need of, it's really the only high-end hotel in Oakland now.
Right.
So it's a unique experience. It's a Marriott, right? It's a little different than just, it's not a traditional Marriott. It's an autograph.
Yeah, it's from there. Right. That is correct. So, and we are one of the, we're the first, this is the first one to open in Pennsylvania. It's here in Oakland. It's the very first one. So yeah, it's part of Marriott's autograph collection. And it is definitely a beautiful, beautiful, prestigious hotel.
Yeah, it is just absolutely gorgeous. So the entire event was held on the 10th floor, which is where Spirits and Tales is located. Mm-hmm. And there is a ballroom on the one side. So when you get off the elevator, straight ahead is the bar. On the left there is where they have the restaurant. Mm-hmm. There's a nice outdoor space that you can walk out to from there. But if you were to turn right when you get off the elevators and you walk down that hall, there is a ballroom there. And they actually had that entire floor opened up for the event. So we were able to go into all those areas and really look out the windows and capture that space in a beautiful way.
The views are incredible. Panoramic views all around, like the entire 10th floor is just floor to ceiling windows that you really get a look at a lot of the historical buildings, like historic landmarks that have been a part of Oakland that, you know, that Oakland is known for. Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall. I mean, you can just see, and when you step out onto that, you talked about like in the restaurant area just off of that, in the corner there, there's a terrace that you walk out onto. I mean, the sky last night when we arrived, I mean, it was still light, and so the sun was shining, and
what was a beautiful day yesterday.
It was gorgeous. There was a little bit of a breeze, but when you stepped out there, it was like you felt kissed by the sun, like just standing there. And then the cathedral, when you turned to the one side, was right there, and you got a view like top to bottom. I mean, it was just beautiful with the blue sky in the background and incredible view. Like, who would think? You know, you wouldn't be thinking like, oh, somebody should put a penthouse restaurant in a building in Oakland so you could capture the views. You know, I think people think of Oakland as, well, Pitt. And it really does kind of sit central to the campus where it's located, right on Bigelow Boulevard. Like, the Pitt campus is all around there. But it's just where it's located. You can see, I think you can even see parts of Phipps Conservatory. Like,
it really is. I think as hometown girls, we kind of take it, and this is probably goes for most who live in the city or in a suburb close to the city of Pittsburgh. We take it for granted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that putting something like that in where you have an opportunity to look, and it's almost like you're seeing your city again for the first time from a different perspective.
Yeah.
And so you see how beautiful it is. You might not think about at first like, oh, views of Oakland, like you were saying, but my goodness, it is gorgeous.
It is. Every turn.
Mm-hmm.
Every turn. And it's from the, I mean, it's pulled throughout, like as you're inside, outside. I mean, it's just, it's beautiful. They had a jazz trio there.
Oh, I love it.
Over by the Raw Bar. And it was, and so, we do love that because we have, I mean, we have ties to music and,
yes,
and especially jazz music. So that was so nice.
Well, we just had a conversation with a friend that you go into these nice restaurants sometimes and the music doesn't seem to match it.
It's bizarre.
It is. And so we walked in there and the music matched.
Oh yeah. Everybody was dressed in these like
really
cocktail.
It could not have been done better. I mean, I can think of nothing negative to say about that event.
No,
it was
no way,
amazing.
Man. It was great. Yeah. It's probably, I'm just gonna throw it out there, for it's probably one of the nicest events that we have been to in a while.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. It was gorgeous.
So we walk in and there are lovely ladies walking around passing out hors d'oeuvres, which were incredible. And not only did they taste incredible, they were beautiful.
They were beautiful. And what the hors d'oeuvres were. So there were a couple things that were served last night that are not actually things that are offered on the menu.
Right, yeah.
But
that's
a lot
typical for an event.
Absolutely. But a lot of the past hors d'oeuvres that they had, really what they were hors d'oeuvre-sized portions of the small plate items that the chef,
Jessica Lewis
has created for the restaurant. And she is very like vegetable forward kind of. And she, I love how, I think I read somewhere, I don't know if it was in an interview that I heard with her or it was an article or something that I read, how one of the things that she really likes to do, there are a lot of people that eat plant-based, a lot of vegans and vegetarian and things like that. And she wants to present something to them that isn't just, well, it's vegetables on a
plate.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, here's some roasted carrots or here's a salad. You know, so she just creates some other thing, uses some other ingredients and things with that. So you're just not getting just vegetables. And everything was delicious.
It was.
I think she has fast become one of the most sustainable chefs here in Pittsburgh. And she has, in a very short period of time, created quite a reputation for herself. And I would look to see that soar with her being the executive chef here at Spirits and Tales, because it's...
I would think so.
Yeah. The food was incredible. It really was. The presentation,
There was a raw bar.
There was a raw bar. Yes, there was. Yeah. There was lobster and shrimp and lots of oysters.
Mm-hmm. Very, very nice.
It was set up beautifully.
The charcuterie was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. A beautiful sprawling table. And our listeners and our followers know that that's our thing. We love charcuterie.
Right.
We're really into cheese boards and charcuterie. That is like a... It's a thing that we like to do to start all of our parties.
Yeah.
We actually had somebody say to us last night, you guys need to start this whole like hashtag charcuterie challenge just to get people
to do it.
You know, kind of as a little fun competition of people just challenging people to post your charcuterie, tag us in it. Like, let us see what you're doing, because it's fun. People love that. It's a great way to start a meal, especially if you're entertaining at home and you're doing meal preparations up until the time because you want to put a nice warm meal on the table. And so your guests are there and you're serving them drinks and you want them to have something. Like, that is the perfect kind of thing to put out, that you can prepare in advance without that having to be, you know, warm hors d'oeuvres or something like that too.
Right.
So it's...
And people love it.
They do. They really do. And there are so many things that you can do, because it's cheese, it's meat, you know, cured meats, it's
nuts.
Fresh fruit, it's nuts, it's dried fruit, it's jams, it's like pate. You can add so many things. They had all of that stuff on their sprawling, gorgeous table with artisan bread, and it was amazing.
It was. It was beautiful and very delicious also.
Yes, it was.
And then they also had a carving station.
They did.
In the back where the ballroom is located. And I do want to say something about the ballroom. What I love about it is its size. It is not huge.
No, it
wasn't. And it is not tiny. It's the perfect size for not just like maybe a smaller to mid-size wedding, but a birthday party or an anniversary party. So I want to encourage people, if you are looking to hold an event, check into that. The ballroom is lovely.
It is. Yeah. They can accommodate for events there anywhere. They'll do anything from 10 to 250 people.
Yeah.
I read that somewhere. So, yeah, it's... I was actually thinking, it's probably a really good thing our boys are already married, because maybe not. I don't know. But it was a...
Yeah, can you guess where we would have held those weddings?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's where we'll be having our upcoming parties. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It really is. Yeah. So they had lamb.
They did.
At the carving station.
And it was delicious.
And there was a salad.
She had some roasted carrots there as well. And
salmon.
There was salmon. The salmon was delicious. And I've talked about this before, and it's a conversation that I have with my husband and many people, that it is really hard to get a good piece of salmon out. It is either completely undercooked or it is like totally overcooked. I rarely get a piece of salmon that is flaky and tender and juicy inside, like still has a moist aspect. Like, I know people hate that word moist, but it was so good. It you could tell it was fresh. It wasn't, you know, real fishy flavor. It was delicious. And it was kind of lightly seasoned on the top, where there was a little dusting, like a crystallite. You could taste the seasoning that was right on the top, but it wasn't overpowering, but it was there and it was delicious. I could have eaten quite a bit of that.
Yeah, she's an excellent chef.
Yes.
And she was on Hell's Kitchen.
She was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she was.
Yeah. How fun is that?
And she was one of the first people to have a place here in Pittsburgh when she came, when Smallman Galley first opened. She had her very first place here in Pittsburgh. It was at Smallman.
Yeah, I watched some video clips of her giving some interviews.
Oh, okay.
And one of the things that she said is that when she first came to Pittsburgh, she just wasn't sure what to expect because she had left New York City and it was so great. And then she started reading articles that Pittsburgh was the new Brooklyn, and she had just come from Brooklyn. And mm-hmm. so she started to become very excited about what she could do here. And she really has made her mark.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, in a very short period of time. I think she's only been here like 5 years, and she's, mm-hmm. you know, she's already lighting the burg on fire.
Yeah.
And she was there last night. You can tell she's killing the game. I mean, she was right on top of things. She was out there, you know, she's bringing food out but taking time to talk to people, and she's very sweet, very friendly.
Yeah, extremely personable. She took a picture with us, and she was busy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it would have been very understandable if she was like, I can't do it right now, but that's not what she did.
She's, yeah. Not at all. No, it was incredible to see her in action in that way, you know, and she seemed so calm. Now, I talked to her fiance, Dennis Marin. He at Merchant the week before, and he was just saying, since she has taken this position, it has been like morning until night. Like she can imagine. Yeah, she's been really, really busy.
It's paying off because it's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I can say that.
And I know.
I really mean it.
Yeah. So if you're listening to us and you're probably thinking, all right, geez, like how much really was it that great? Yeah, it really is that great.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You definitely want to go. It's beautiful. And then so one of the other things that I thought was really incredible being the time of day that we were there, because the event was from 6 till 9, and we say 9 o'clock loosely because we seem to linger there a little longer. But it was a gorgeous day. And it was sunny when we arrived, and you could see how even the sun was kind of coming in, shining on some of the tables, like at the Raw Bar. You could see there were certain areas at the table, and it just really highlighted the table the way the sun was shining in very beautifully. But then as the sun started to go down, and just, I mean, the vibe they've created in there, it's like, it's beautiful. And then you see the lights, you know, that are in Oakland, and it's gorgeous.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to go.
I know.
Unplug. We're heading there now. You think we can get in? Yeah, it was great. It was really, really great.
So one of the things that we both talked about that we loved that they have on their website, and then we talked about it as far as the hashtag and things went, mm-hmm. is that they say Spirits and Tales is designed for those with the desire to gather around the table. Mm-hmm. And that is so our thing.
It is.
Gathering around the table.
Yeah.
Good food.
Absolutely. And I put that in one of our like kind of...
You did a hashtag.
Yeah, I did like a hashtag welcome to our table, and kind of underlined that because I quoted that, having pulled that directly off of their website, kind of as a, you know, like a little teaser leading up to the event. And when I saw that, I had looked at the website previous, you know, and I've gone on the Oaklander Hotel's website, and I had gone onto the website for Spirits and Tales, and I read through it, but it like didn't jump out to me until then when I was like typing it up to quote it in our story. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Yeah. And you do feel that way. Mm-hmm. You walk in, you are just so drawn in to what, you know, to the environment that they've created there.
Right. Yeah. Well, and it's interesting. They call it a brasserie,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, if you look at the definition of a brasserie, it's simple,
mm-hmm.
it's unpretentious. And though I'm not saying like there's a pretension or a pretentious vibe in the air, it's very humble to call it that, because it is just, I don't know. I look at that and I think like they're creating a simple style where you can sit and enjoy around the table,
mm-hmm.
but the food is just, I mean, I'm telling you, I'm not creating those little adorable little things in my kitchen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, this is skill that's way, 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 way up high.
Yeah.
The standard is high.
It is.
You know, she has set the bar very high.
She absolutely
has. For anyone else in that area to follow. So
absolutely. And she's one of very few female executive chefs here in Pittsburgh. And kudos to you, Jessica Lewis. You are, like, congratulations. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Really is.
We will be back. I want to go to brunch. We've been talking a lot about brunch because brunch is a big thing in the Berg.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's definitely on the summer brunch list for me.
Yes.
To go out on a beautiful day, beautiful morning.
And they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner, mm-hmm. and they have brunch on the weekends. So they are full service, you know, all day long. All day long you can eat there.
Well, and I love on their menu, they have a snacks section. And it's so, like, the food, I'm like, I want to have those snacks.
Yeah. I want that.
Let's go snack right now.
Yeah. the small plates on the dinner menu, there's a lot more of those. It's a little, the main offerings, like for main courses, there are fewer things offered there. It is designed to share. You know, mm-hmm. the menu is designed to share, which we love because we do that anyway.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But yeah, it was great.
Definitely it was.
Give that a try.
And this, I think, is a great place to segue into your experience at Merchant last week, because she has the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Lewis has the connection to Merchant. So why don't you tell everybody about that?
So we had talked about last week, we had been at the Pittsburgh's Cocktail Classic. And Merchant was there and Chef Dennis was there. And we had sent a message a while ago because we thought a great idea. They do the Shuck and Suck first Monday of every month. And we had talked about it and thought, how cool would it be? So the premise of it is four restaurants are represented. And there's two people on each team. There's a shucker and a sucker. And then you have 2 minutes to get as many oysters shucked and eaten as possible. So I thought, oh, how cool is this? They ought to do it where they bring in people like us, like bring in foodies to be those who are eating them, you know, so that's the competition. Like, it is the restaurants. The real winner is never the person that's eating the oysters. It's about the person who shucked them. You know, like, how many can you shuck in 2 minutes? You just got to get, as the person eating them, you just got to get them down.
Right.
But so I was like, I'm still waiting to hear, you know, because he had responded back to me. This is going back a couple of months ago. And we had even talked at a brunch. We were having brunch with a bunch of foodies one day, and there were several of them. I was like, hey, who would be into this? Like, if this is something that they would be willing to do, you know, who of you would want to eat oysters? Like, is this a thing for you? And several of them were like, I'd do it. I thought, how fun, because there are times that we've been there and there's been less people and it's been like kind of chill.
Yeah.
But we've been there when it's been packed and people are hooting and hollering, you know, like they're really into it. It gets a little bit rowdy and it's fun.
Right.
It's just fun to watch the whole competition. So anyway, so I was getting a cocktail at the Cocktail Classic from their table there at Merchant. And I'm like, I'm waiting to hear back. Like, you said you were going to try to figure it out. And he's like, well, I put something out there actually on Instagram if anybody wanted to do this, and nobody responded. I realized that it had been that Monday that we were returning from Punta Cana,
because
I would have responded
immediately.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, and that was last Friday, not this past Friday, but the Friday before. And he said, well, I had somebody cancel. So if you want to do it on Monday, you know, you in for Monday? And I'm like, I'm in. Okay, I'll be there. So it was a lot of fun. It really was. Outside of the fact that, you know, your shucker is shucking so fast, you're not getting oysters as clean as they would be if you had just ordered oysters at the table. So they're going so quickly. So I had a lot of shell in my mouth. And afterwards, Dennis said, like, see, I told you it's not as glamorous as one might think. You know, you do have a lot. I'm like pulling it out. My sister was one of the people that were there. And she's like, swallow it. And I'm thinking, like, hold on, I got to get the shell out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't want to swallow all this shell. Lots of calcium. But anyway, that was a lot of fun. So that's another fun event for our listeners for you guys to go to. Monday, first Monday of every month, they do that.
Right around 9 p.m.
Yeah. Merchant Oyster Shock and Suck. Yeah, it's at 9 o'clock, and that's kind of a loose time because they say 9 o'clock, but anytime we've been there, it doesn't go off like exactly at nine. But
yeah, because I couldn't go, which I was so sad about because it was sort of a last minute thing.
It was.
And my daughter, she's a competitive baton twirler, and she has rehearsals until late on Monday night.
Right.
And it was one of those nights where I couldn't miss. I had to be there. So I had my phone on so that I could watch it live.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I was going to be driving, so I had the phone like sitting next to me thinking, okay, like at every red light I'm glancing over to see. And just as I was heading up my driveway, it was like 9:20 or,
yeah,
you know, it was a little bit later mm-hmm. that evening. I was able to actually sit in my driveway and watch it. And my husband was peeking out the window like, well, why aren't you coming in? It's like, I'm watching Star.
Yeah. It was fun. I would totally do it again. It was fun.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, not for me, but for you.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was fun. It's fun to watch, too.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So anything else we want to add about the Oaklander Hotel?
No, I would just challenge people. Like, if you know people that are, it's not a discount place to stay. But
no.
It is. So, but if you know people that are coming into town, or even if you're looking for, I mean, I said, I'm, you know, my husband listens to this podcast, so spoiler alert here, but, you know, I would love to, just as a staycation. You know, if you're ever looking for something where you're just to get away for a night as a couple, you know, to do something, there's so many things to do in Oakland.
Oh, yeah, the
museums. So to take him for his birthday is next month. I would love to just go overnight and, you know, have dinner at the restaurant, perhaps have breakfast the following morning there, but then spend some time in Oakland, be it at the museum or at Phipps or whatever. There are different things to do there. And hopefully, I mean, we've had several beautiful days. Now the weather is starting to get a little cold again. Hopefully that won't last, but I'm looking forward to warmer days.
Mm-hmm.
Which has us, like, our minds, that weather got warm there and suddenly we are in, summer's coming.
Dinner party
outside. Time, like outside dinner parties. We love it.
So we had a Tuscan dinner party last summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fun.
It was.
And so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I can't wait. And so we're talking luau.
Yeah. Because we were talking about doing like a pig roast. We like themes. Everybody knows that too. So it's a fun way to.
Yeah. So we are in the early stages of planning. So who knows what this is going to turn into, but it's going to be great.
It is going to be. We're going to have a great time doing it.
We just want warm weather. And.
And there are so many great things in Pittsburgh coming up, like summer activities as the weather warms up. And we've mentioned this before, too, like just with food truck season being, you know, it's like it has arrived. And there are lots of different things that happen in Pittsburgh, outdoor kind of things. They Velazzi's just announced their Festa di Limoncello that is Saturday, June 22nd.
Which I'm going to miss.
That's from 1 to 4. I know. Would you just
like
just
not in the cards for me to go there. It's my daughter's dance.
I know. And
it's
what kills me about that is, I know. And it was on a different week. They both moved it a week earlier. So
yes.
Velazzi's moved the Festa di Limoncello like the week earlier this year. And your daughter's dance studio
moved
it a week earlier for the recital. That is so funny.
Yeah. Oh, my. Well.
But, yeah. Oh, well, that's that. Well, but
can't go to everything.
We've got pickles.
I'll save myself a few thousand calories.
Yeah, right. Don't worry. I'll take them for you. What are some other great things?
Picklesburg, I was going to say.
Yeah, the Pierogi Fest.
Friday nights at the Frick.
Friday nights at
which
the Frick.
You're going to find me there a lot. It is my favorite thing city to do. There's something about it. It's a family feel. The kids are running around. Even if you
relaxing.
Don't bring your kids, you know, the kids laughing and playing and people are throwing frisbee on the lawn and
there's
the
live
food
music.
Trucks are there and you can tour the house and it's free.
You can bring your own picnic basket of
you
charcuterie.
Yes.
Which we've done before.
Yeah.
Bring a bottle of wine and bring your own stuff out. But yeah, they have different food trucks there every week.
Yeah. We should do a Frick charcuterie challenge.
Yeah.
Friday night at the Frick.
Meet us. Charcuterie. Yeah. Meet us.
Live podcast from the Frick.
Yeah.
Might be kind of noisy in the background, but it would be fun to do it.
It would be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're up for trying anything.
I'm into it.
Don't know when yet, but the lamb cook-off,
mm-hmm.
that'll be coming up soon. What are some other, I'm trying to think of some things that we did last year, summer things, like go back and look at our pictures, but there are so many different things to do in Pittsburgh, outdoor.
Yeah.
Outdoor stuff.
Well,
centered around food.
Right. And there's the rooftop is scheduled to open. We were talking last night.
Oh, Bear Garden at the Commoner. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
What are you talking about?
Was it the 40th Street Bridge and we were going across right on the left?
Oh,
that?
Yeah. The hotel there that they're going to be opening. There. Yeah. I don't know when that is going to open.
But there's
that's
a
another,
rooftop.
Yeah, there's a rooftop there. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. I want to do like a rooftop tour
mm-hmm.
this summer and do a few weeks where we're just going to some different rooftops and
yeah.
eating. And
we've been to a couple, but never as a like to do it like that. That
yeah.
would be. Yeah. Maybe try a different rooftop place each week because it would be hard to do them all in one. And you want to take it in.
I'm just ready for summer and I want to soak up every minute of summer
mm-hmm.
stuff to do.
Yeah.
Things in air quotes.
Yeah.
Things.
Air quotes.
Summer stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So anything else?
Well, I would say we are going to officially start our charcuterie challenge sometime soon. But hey, if you want
to. Easter's coming up. And so that's a good time to start because
yeah.
people are going to be.
So we'll talk more about that next week. Maybe we'll have like some guidelines and stuff like that. Like we'll
yeah,
give some.
Yeah.
Yeah, so stay
first
tuned for
guideline,
that next week.
Anything goes.
Yeah.
If you can tray it, go ahead.
You could do it. But I mean, maybe we'll, like we've talked about it before, but maybe we'll do another little brief segment on that and then give our hashtag and
yeah,
hashtag get moving with that.
Challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so, okay. If anybody wants to say anything to us, talk to us. Where are they going to go? What are they going to do,
know.
Star?
Where are they going to go? Where are you going to go, guys?
How are they going to get a hold of us?
Well, as always, we welcome your DMs on Instagram. We are at Gourmandburgh, GOURMANDBURGH. You can also reach us via email. I am star, STAR, that's 1R, at Gourmandburgh or GourmandburghGirls.com.
And I'm Jen at Gourmandburgh or GourmandburghGirls.com. And if you would be so kind to rate and review us on iTunes, that's what helps people to find us. We appreciate you for doing that and for listening. So we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.